The Bush administration and Congress have spent a lot of time this year talking about ways to reduce the nation's dependence on imported oil. They've called for legislation to encourage more manufacturers and car buyers to switch to cleaner, homegrown alternative fuels, such as ethanol. The thing is, there's already such a law on the books. But as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, it's about to be rolled back.
Congress set a goal in 1992. It wanted to replace 30% of gasoline with alternative fuels by the year 2010. But that's not going to happen. The Department of Energy yesterday proposed a new rule to extend that deadline by 20 years.
2030,
that's the new goal, according to Dana O'Hara of the Energy Department. He says to comply with the original timetable, the U.S. would, in the next 3 years, have to replace three-quarters of all passenger cars on the road.
If we had the perfect car today and started selling them, it would take 20 years for us to have 100% of the new technology out there, if not longer.
That's true, according to Lester Lave, an expert on the economics of alternative fuels at Carnegie Mellon University. Right now, Lave says, alternative fuels, including ethanol, make up just 2% of the motor vehicle fuel used in this country.
And current congressional mandates would get us up to about 4%. So the 1992 goal was really wild in terms of anything that we've been able to achieve.
More could have been done, according to critics. Cassie Siegels with the Center for Biological Diversity.
The Department of Energy, which was charged with implementing a plan to achieve this goal of 30% replacement of petroleum fuel, simply ignored the law.
The Center for Biological Diversity sued the Energy Department and other federal agencies for failing to comply with one provision of the law that required up to three-quarters of new government vehicles to run on alternative fuels. But even that would have been just a drop in the bucket. Dana O'Hara of the Department of Energy says the law didn't set mandates or standards to force the private sector to make or buy alternative fuel.
There's nothing in there that really says DOE has the authority to make these goals and these timetables happen.
Then who was in charge of making it happen?
I don't know.
O'Hara says there was another huge problem. When Congress passed the law, oil prices seemed destined to go up. Instead, they plummeted. By 1998, they dropped to $10 a barrel. O'Hara says alternative fuels just weren't commercially viable.
And some of our studies showed that no amount of incentives that you could come up with was going to promote this stuff.
The Department of Energy yesterday held a public hearing to explain its proposed 20-year extension. Hardly anyone showed up. Environmental groups weren't there, and most asked in an informal NPR survey weren't familiar with the alternative fuel provisions of the 1992 law. Only one person at the hearing, a man holding a bicycle helmet, really objected to the proposed change. His name is David Engler, and he said he spoke as a private citizen.
This is scandalous. Shame. Shame on the Department of
Another
Energy.
Audience Shame member did energy. Ask politely whether the same group was just going to wind up in the same hearing room doing the same thing 20 years from now. But the Energy Department officials said with technology advancing and oil prices likely to stay high, the new goal of 30% alternative fuel by 2030 can be achieved. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.